Hey there. I know it's hard to listen. I know your head hurts and your eyes hurt. I know that it is hard to keep clear or focused. But you can sit for a moment and you can listen just to the sound of my voice. And my voice will be soft. And you can imagine that my voice is like a cool, damp cloth pressed against your forehead or sitting on the back of your neck. And as you sit and you listen, you can let go of all of the other noise. And it may be that your eyes will begin to feel heavy and to close. And that you will feel the relief as your eyelids relax and fold gently over your eyes and keep them protected so that the light is dim and my voice is soft and you are just sitting and listening and feeling that you are holding yourself in balance, and in this balance you can be still and the pain can be less, and you can listen and you can wait, and you can imagine that you are noticing that your hand feels as though you had plunged it into cool, fresh snow. And you can remember a day when the snow was so deep. And you can take your right hand and you can plunge it deep into the deep snow so that your hand and your wrist and your arm become cold and cold and soft and cold. And then you can lift that cold, soft glove of a hand, and you can touch it lightly, if you like, on the back of your neck, and you can feel that the coolness moves down through the muscles in your neck, to the muscles in your shoulder, and then it climbs up all the tiny muscles that radiate up from your neck and over your skull, and the muscles in your temples and around your mouth, and all of them can become so cold, and all you can fear is that the cold is washing over your head and over your neck and over your shoulders, and it is so cold and so soothing that all you can feel is the cold. And it is so cold that it might seem to you that you were taking a walk on an evening when there is snow lying deep and quiet all around you. You may be so surrounded and wrapped in that silence, quiet, it feels like you are a long way from other people, and that you are simply walking in the snow, in the gentle moonlight, that all around you things are soft and white, that your eyes are comfortable now. And that you can look with curiosity at the way the moonlight hits the snow. And that you can start to unwind into the pacing of your own feet as you move them through the snow. And the cold is like a shower of moonlight flowing down over your head and over your face into the muscles in your mouth, in your jaw, and that you can feel that the cold white light is washing down the little muscles in the back of your head. And it feels so good as the cold moonlight washes down over your neck and over the shoulders and right down your back until it seems that you can feel the light and there is only the light of the moon and it is soft and it is kind and it moves over you. And as you walk, you can notice that the moonlight seems to be fragmenting into big, fluffy, white flakes of snow. And you can watch the snow as it falls in the moonlight. And you can watch how big the flakes are. And you can feel the flakes of snow as they hit the skin on your cheeks and on your neck, around your collar, and on your wrists and your hands. And everywhere the big snowflakes land, you feel cool and you feel calm and you feel still. And you can watch as the snow moves, and the snow is moving so gently. And you can feel like you could watch forever as the snow falls in the moonlight. And you can let yourself fall with the snow into the snow on the ground. And your eyes can fall with the snow until you see as you walk that someone has been this way before, and that there are footprints in the fresh snow. And you can know as you stand in the snow that the person who has been this way has come for you, has come to comfort, because this person has something that you need. And all you have to do is to lift your feet and to step into those footprints. And as the snow closes around your feet, you can feel the strength of the person who left those prints for you. And that strength or that capability is moving up within you and bringing healing and help all through you. And you can find as you walk forward that you are moving more comfortably because you are moving within those footprints. And after a while, you can find another set of footprints. And you can know that this person too has been sent to give you something, to be with you. That this is a gift, and you can step gently into the second set of footprints. And as you do, help and hope and healing can rush through you and move into you and around you and become part of you. And you can feel them as hope and help and healing move all the way up through your body, through your arms, through your shoulders and your neck. And you can enjoy that feeling of healing and hope and help as you step through the snow, which is still falling deeper. And as you move, you can come to a new set of prints, and you can step into those prints, and you can know release and relief, and you can feel comfort and help. Hope. And all of these things can move within you and become part of you, so that all you can think and all you can feel is hope and help and release and relief. And you can walk in those footprints as though you had a hand on your shoulder. as though you had a companion who walked with you to guide you and to help you and to heal you. And you can feel your shoulders loosen, and you can feel your back loosen, and you can feel the strength in your legs as you walk through the snow until you come to a clearing. And as you walk into the clearing and feel the clearing of your head and the clearing of your system as you release all that you don't need, as you unwind, you can notice that in the clearing there is a little house. And you can walk to that house. And you can notice that you can choose to stand at the window and to look into the house, or you can choose to open the door and to find a chair beside a fire, and the chair is so comfortable and the fire is so warm, and you can sink into the chair and you can watch the flames of the fire and you can feel the warmth on your feet, on your hands, and you can begin to become so comfortable and so sleepy and so much at peace that you can feel only health and hope and healing, that you can release the old and release pain and let go of the tension, so that all that you know is that your body is molding itself to the big comfy chair, and that your body is melting into the fire's warmth, so that all you have is an awareness of warmth and health and hope. And you can sit quietly in the house until you notice that your body is comfortable and your head is still cool. And when you are ready, when you have healed, when you are filled with a strange sense of hope, a strange sense of possibility, you can take a deep breath. And you can begin to take your clear head, to walk through the clearing, to come back to this place, and to open your eyes when you are ready to be comfortable and healed and whole, and to move back into the day when the time is right for you. And you can come back, and you can feel whole, and you can feel healed. And you can know that if at any time you need it, the snow and the moonlight, the clearing and the cold, are only a thought away.